The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 13 new COVID-19 cases and one death in its latest update posted October 21. An Oro Medant man between 65 and 79 years old has died after contracting COVID-19. His case is linked to an outbreak outside of the Simcoe Muskoka region. He died on October 21. Since the start of the pandemic, 258 Simcoe County residents have died after contracting COVID-19. Included in the new cases are 10 unvaccinated and 3 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Springwater, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Barrie, 8, 5 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 2 people between 35 and 44 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 1 was listed as community acquired, no known link, and 1 is outbreak related. 4 cases are still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is still under investigation. Remara, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Muskoka District, 1 new case in Huntsville, 18 to 34 years old. There are currently 152 active cases in the region. 8 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,872 cases of COVID-19 with 13,457 of those cases recovered and 263 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 72% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 75.9% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. The health unit reported the rate of infection in unvaccinated individuals who are eligible for a vaccine is 10 times higher than it is for someone who is fully vaccinated. The rate of hospitalization is 23 times higher for unvaccinated people compared to vaccinated. Those observations are based on data collected between August 22 and October 16. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. School outbreaks. There is active outbreaks in schools in Simcoe County. An outbreak has been declared at Holy Cross Public School in Innisfil as of October 15. There are 20 cases associated with the outbreak. The outbreak at St. Marie of the Incarnation Elementary School in Bradford has been declared over. There were 21 cases associated with the outbreak. There was an outbreak declared at St. Anne's Elementary School in Penetanguishene and reported over by the health unit today. There were 4 cases associated with the outbreak. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on October 22. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Ag Tosarantio 225,221 to the 1st of October 17 1,898 65.5% Barrie 4,577 401,124 the 3rd of October 21 2,983 82% Bradford WG 2,252,204 38 October 21 5,154 79.4% Clearview 150,141 5 October 20 998 74.6% Collingwood 280,271 3 the 1st of October 18 1,135 90.3% ESA 558,549 the 5th of October 19 2,315 84.7% Innisfil 1,364 1,322 the 19th of October 23,308 75.5% Midland 2nd 218,212 the 6th of September 26 1,191 85.4% New Tecumseh 1,658 1,632 18 the 1st of October 23,916 78.6% Aurelia 368,359 the 8th of October 15 1,089 88.6% Oro Medant 258,244 6 the 1st of October 19 1,106 92.7% Penetanguishene 223,204 the 8th of October 19 2,314 88.2% Remara 128,126 the 1st of October 21 1,224 68.4% Severn 92,88.31 October 9 6 2,063.6% Springwater 320,313 the 2nd of October 21 1,493 89% Tay 132,129 the 3rd of September 24 1,177 88.6% Tiny 151,147 the 2nd of October 19 1,125 75.7% Wasaga Beach 314,306 the 5th of October 17 1,325 83.2% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.